everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the day today is May 27th, 2015. Oh, let's do a clearing here for people. Let's first make sure that you're here. So do your index finger. If you're a newbie, then what you want to do is just have your body, you point your finger either left or right hand, your index finger up, and have your body move it to where it should be directly in front of you. And just kind of tell your body to do that. And then you want to have your eyes closed. When you open your eyes, it should be exactly in front of you. And if your finger falls to the left or the right, that means that you're not here. You're out on some other timeline, listening to the fabrication of our program on another timeline, the false reality of light. Well, you want to get back here, so bring everybody back in case you are the Beyondo. So here we go. Remember, you don't know when you're in the Beyondo. That's the most disconcerting thing, because you can say that you're here, but you're really not. So I'm going to bring you back, because you have no way to reference it. So here we go. One, up to five, two, three, four, five. There we go. And let's see some emotional energies from people. If you had any situations or something fell upon you, made you upset or whatever. Well, hopefully nobody had anything, but if you're the one person out there that did, we'll do a clearing for you. So think of your particular situation that you had, maybe in the last few days or so. And whatever is troubling you, normally the biggest charge of something will come up first. You have 10 things, but the main one normally is what you think about. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you, that one particular experience. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm yawning. Oh, do that one again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now we'll energize the light beams. So here we go. Light beam. A lot of people have 3 of them up on their screen. So first one will be male energies. So stronger. And the second light beam, if you have another one up. Male energies again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last light beam, number 3. Male energies again. So stronger. Okay, so we're going to bring Michelle on. So, Michelle, are you out there somewhere?
I'm here. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm just going to dive right in. I have something here that I'm just looking at, so I'm just going to start reading it. It seems to be about entities. It's a request. Could CLS please take the spirits wanting to be with CLS? A while back, you took the spirits hanging out in cemeteries waiting for Jesus, and you took them. They were waiting for when Jesus returned, and the person is wondering if it would be possible to take the next batch so we would have less of them here to be manipulated or cleared off. The person says, I went to a cemetery to accompany family members, though I know you cleared the cemeteries years ago. I knew there was some more since then, as I'm sure timelines are recreated when people go there to remember their past family and friends. It says, I know that when I was at one cemetery, I felt such heaviness in my heart. These entities were heavy-hearted, so this proves to me that they are not in a peaceful place like most who get psychic medium readings, as the medium and seeker has the light of darkness until they have had CLS, so they won't feel the difference. It's so hard to tell someone not to seek communication because they are comforted by being able to reach them if only they were open to doing the deceased level and emotional and spirit clearing, but they will never see or hear from them again. They're not willing to do that ever or yet. So I think what the person is saying is they're wondering if once the entities are cleared, could we continue to clear more entities that come in? And if people go to the cemeteries, are they creating more timelines to bring in more entities?
A very good question. Yeah, so when, you know, let's just say that one day you happen to do an entity clearing because you just feel like you're not yourself. So you do the clearing and maybe you get rid of 100 entities that, you know, got attracted to you during the week, we'll say. And so you go to a funeral, you know, during the weekend, and wow, all of a sudden, you know, the graveyard, we'll say, they're hanging out there waiting for host. Remember, it could have, you know, 1,000 people or more buried there. And that's why you want to be cremated, basically. But aside from that, and I'll just talk about that briefly. So, remember, the aliens can take you, can take bones, we'll say, you know, people that they, you know, have died a long time ago, we'll say. We'll just say you go to, like, a Civil War burial site, you know. Well, the aliens can go in there and also dig up the bones energetically or even, you know, get them through underground tunnels and recreate that person just from the bones, okay? They can take the DNA from the bones and recreate a life form and bring them into another reality, maybe the one here even. So that could be maybe how they get time travelers coming through. That's probably why you want to get cremated, so that your bones, which carry your, you know, you, that's what they attach to anyway with all the replicas of you, they attach to your bone structure, your skeleton. So we'll just say, now we'll switch over, we'll go to the funeral situation. You go to the funeral and all of a sudden, you know, maybe for some reason the person there, you know, liked to play baseball, for instance, okay? And naturally, when he was living, he had all these people with him or her playing baseball, and they could have even passed on, you know, 10 years earlier. And those entities could be with that body because they liked the body, and that was their friend. So now you go there, and all of a sudden these entities could come into you because you used to like, you know, watching the person play baseball. So now you got maybe, you know, 200 entities connected to you because maybe you liked watching, you know, the person play baseball. So you leave there, and now you got baseball entities with you, and you wonder why all of a sudden like to watch sports or why you want to play baseball. So what happens is once you clear them out of you, there's really no guarantee that they're not going to come back. Let's start over here. The ones that are cleared are gone, but you could have issues. And, you know, they could come back to you, not they, but other ones, you know, if you go visit that person at the cemetery or something. Back to you, Michelle.
Right. It seems like once you do an entity clearing, those entities go to back to the earth.
Yes, that's correct. They're gone. So they're not going to come back to you over again once you do that entity clearing. But other ones could, you know, if you have that same condition.
Right,
or
and
situation.
There's so many.
Yes, yeah. So they're all over the place. Everybody who dies has an entity. So how many people are dying, you know?
Right.
That entity will be a ghost, and they normally hang out around the funeral. Remember, this is an emotional body, not the spirit. You have to look at it differently. It's still called a spirit because it's invisible, but the entities can be attracted to you. So that's one of the hard things that people don't really get, you know. So wherever you go to, there's entities hanging out, and, you know, they could come into you. So that's why you want to do entity clearings. And they can bring you addictions and illnesses and everything else, and you wonder why you're not getting well. So, back to you.
I always had this question, Ron, that if there's so many entities from all the people that have died, and let's say there was an ascension 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here. Were those entities all taken away? And are we only dealing with the entities from the last 2,000 years? Or are we dealing with entities that could be hundreds of thousands of years old?
Hundreds of thousands, yeah. What happens is since the earth was no longer here at ascension time, okay, ascension time happened, Earth was dematerialized, and so if the people were taking take him to a, another fabricated timeline of a fabricated Earth, okay? Another reality, we'll say, with the Earth on it. Then those entities could follow those people that were here as they were transported into another reality. And then they could have been brought back here again with that same person. Oh, that gets even stranger. But yeah, and you could pick up entities by going up on the timeline. So basically you want to be here in the now and not, you know, on other matrices or timelines or whatever word you want to use, other dimensions. You want to be strictly here only and not somewhere else. What I'll do is a clearing for people right now. I think I'll do an entity clearing. And so what I'll do is one for people that very possibly everybody has probably been to a doctor's office. I'm assuming that anyway. Or maybe even a hospital, okay? For me, that's kind of rare. I only went once besides when I was born, but aside from that, that was when I think it was 18 or something, a couple years ago. But here we go. So if you're in that location or have been, what we're going to do is clean out the room that you're in. Remember, going back in time, unless you're there right now physically listening to us. So here we go. We're going to clean the room out of entities because that room is probably maybe contaminated somewhat with entities that have a similar illness that you could have. Well, let's clean that out. So here we go. You might feel the room get lighter and even maybe brighter. So you're going to feel the room won't be as thick energetically. And you can probably even move your hand. I want you to take your hand and kind of move it from side to side a little bit and just see if the air feels thick to you. Okay? And when we get done, it should feel more airy. So here we go, cleaning out your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do that one again. We'll go a little bit further. Maybe if you are in a hospital, we'll clean out the rooms next to you and also the hallway. So, and this will also work for people that think back when they were in the hospital because you could be having an entity with you right now that you could have picked up 20 years ago. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what could happen is, going just slightly sideways, maybe you have a scar that from an incision, okay? And you always look at it, and maybe, we'll just say that it always looks red to you. I'll just pick that for a color, okay? And it's, and you always see it as being red. And that could be because maybe entities are in there keeping it alive, keeping that incision there because they have the incision. Now maybe that color of your scar might change, become more normal looking for your skin. Or maybe not as, maybe it hurts you when you move your arm or wherever the scar would be. Maybe you have your appendix out and you feel it there and you know that something's going on and it hurts a little bit, but you're used to the hurt because it happened so long ago, but you poke it and you go, yeah, there's something going on there. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're getting rid of entities that are attached to maybe a scar or whatever happened to you. Maybe you had a broken bone and entities hopped into that area. You don't even know about it because, you know, your arm works fine now. But you could have entities attached there, and we're going to release them. Might get rid of some phantom pains that you may have. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And going back again to that hospital scene, let's just say that you're in the hospital and you've been there for, you know, a little bit of time, maybe a week or so, and having a little problem maybe breathing because you're not walking around like you normally would, maybe your lungs are kind of congested. And that will bring in entities into your lungs maybe could have had lung cancer or something, or having a difficulty breathing. So they're with you. So let's get rid of those things. Remember, we're going back to that hospital scene that you were here in, you know, a long time ago. And if you can breathe better afterwards. So one, you're going to do your left lung first. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll need some more work. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. Getting rid of more entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, right lung. Here we go. Decent energies there, entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Writes a little bit worse. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. There we go. So we'll see if we have any comments coming in with that. But we didn't do pain, so let's do pain. So naturally you're in the hospital because you have something going on and it's probably painful. So they may give you some type of maybe drugs to numb out the pain. Well, let's do pain now, getting rid of entities that are attracted to your physical pain that you may have now or, you know, say 20, 30 years ago. It's in that pain. So one, two, three, and this is the entities giving you the pain. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to work with your pain body. Remember, the entities can bring you pain and making you think that it's your own pain, and it's not. But you will feel that pain. So in a sense, you're living their life. Okay, now let's get rid of the energy that got stuck in your pain body. This is an invisible body that belongs to you. So releasing that pain. Boy, one, two, three. Boy, I'm getting congested here. Hang on a second. Okay, again, one, two, maybe it's the lung stuff here that maybe somebody has. One, two, I'm going to have a furball coming up in a minute here. So one, two, three, or somebody out there may give one. Get rid of it for me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we'll continue on here with the hospital scene. And so people talk about maybe bed sores. You know, maybe you're on, we're laying down for a couple of weeks or so in the bed, you know, and have like bed sores, okay? So let's work on bed sores. So here we go. Everything's with you from your past. So here we go, releasing the energies from that. So I'll use the word stronger this time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see, a little bit more. So one, two, three, four, there we go, that seems to be better. And you may have entities in those bed sores, so let's get rid of entities now. You can kind of see how everything kind of matches and goes from one thing to another. So here we go, entities out of bed sores, so here we go. So releasing those, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll see how you're doing, and back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, well, I haven't really had that in this life, but possibly in another life I have. So hopefully that also helped. So the beginning of what I just read also asked if there are entities going to more entities or new entities going to cemeteries, will those just be cleared out by CLS, or do you need to do that specifically? Or is it works through us? Like when you clear us, it just helps them if somebody goes to a cemetery?
Yeah, when you do a clearing for entities, whatever you specify, like going to a funeral, for instance, or a cemetery to visit somebody who you used to know that's in the ground, what will happen is the entities that are there will probably be collected and noted and taken away. Geez, how long ago was this? I don't know, but I'll say maybe 2008, possibly 7 or 8. Went to some place. There was an expo after the New Life Expo. We went to Philadelphia, and it was like an hour away from New York, I think, thereabouts, hour and a half, and then kind of drove around, and there was I think it was, you know, a cemetery there, and had really old stuff in it, old headstones and things. It was from the Civil War time, and I don't know what it had a Russian name to it, because the town or the mall had like something Russian on it. Maybe it even did say Russia. But anyway, it was a World War, not a World War, but it was a, boy. You know, the Confederates, you know, can you help me out? It was the...
we had the Confederates, and we had the Yankees? Or that's the...
Yeah. It was people buried there from that war, okay? The Civil War.
The Civil War.
Yeah, it would be the Civil War. So I cleared away all the entities in graveyards at that time, because they're really thick there, and all of a sudden it was gone. So we did clean all the ones out that were here back then, but they, you know, that they can still come in. And... fortunately, throughout another timeline, and they replicated that same exact scenario, they could bring them in from there, ones that were hiding, in a sense, because they're living somewhere else. But anyway, that helped out a lot. So now, if you go to a graveyard, you may not sense that energy that's there. But as people are buried, they do have an emotional body, and the emotional body is now mourning, because the physical body is no longer here. So that's a body hops, you know, through the funeral process, or, you know, that situation, that body could hop into many people during the service and be very sad and make the people cry. So that's what happens. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I used to visit cemeteries just for the fun of it, and I never really quite noticed that or any feeling. Maybe it was so thick I couldn't tell the difference, but I did notice an energy when I visited castles once, especially if I went to the area where there was a dungeon, and I'm not sure if it was an energy or entities or if it's like the same thing, kind of. I just wasn't sure to make of it. I just remember thinking, I don't ever want to go in one again. So, yeah.
Yeah, the energy, that's a good way of stating that, because the energy itself would be from the timeline when awful things happened, okay? So you could pick up the energy from that timeline because maybe the darkness wants to take you off into that timeline and do that torturing on you. But anyway, that's what happens. You know, buildings hold energy, clothing holds energy. And so all of a sudden you could be in a location where the energy is awful because something really bad happened there. And then you also could be having entities too, because they're attracted to that same situation, or maybe that same if it was like a torture situation, then all of a sudden you could be having all the entities maybe even attached to you because they were tortured, you know, 500 years ago in this particular castle, you know. So and then by you going there, you feel the energy and go, wow, this feels pretty bad to me, and I can kind of maybe sense that maybe people got, you know, some type of torture done to them. And once you start tuning into that and looking at it, trying to figure it out right away, that could make all this energy come into you. You could leave there feeling tortured or being tortured because the entities that are there have body hopped into you. And you may also, because you were there, you may want to start to research that facility because the entities kind of are curious of what happened back then, you know, before and after they died or something, so they could want you to do that. So all of a sudden, now you're on a quest to check out this castle and the history on it. That also could happen. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and it's really great now, though. I think, well, I have the entity clearing, so if I ever visited Europe again or went to a place where I thought there might not be a healthy energy around, I could just set that clearing before I went so that if anything came to me or went through me, it would immediately be gone to the creation light ship. And, you know, that could be helpful for them. Or maybe they wouldn't kind of bother with me in the first place. And maybe my presence could actually clear that area out just because I'm walking through it or something.
Yeah, and then also, you know, to do a space clearing on it before you go there, that would help out too.
Yeah, that would be great. Very useful. I've often wondered, you've mentioned the thing about the aliens possibly using your bones, but your hair has DNA too, and people lose hair every day. And I'm always like, well, what if they come and steal my hair? Is that a possibility? Should we, like,
Everything's possible. I remember on YouTube a while back, not on YouTube, but Yahoo, I talked about this, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago or so. So if you're listening to the program, they were showing where the Chinese somehow are getting paid to sell their hair. And their hair, I believe, went into bread. There's a certain chemical makeup or something with hair, and it helps to make the bread rise or something like that. So we'll see if anybody remembers that program. But anyway, so, you know, I don't eat much bread anymore. So anyway, back to you.
Wow, I've never heard of that. I have heard of them, their hair being used for wigs in many real hair wig situations because it's nice and thick and heavy and, you know, just great for wigs. But I've never heard of it being used for consumption.
Yeah, that's what they were doing, you know.
Whew.
That was on,
yeah.
I think that was on Yahoo, you know, years ago. I don't know what show we did, but I mentioned it. But now let's just talk about the wig, right? So now you go out and you buy a wig, and it's human hair. We'll just say from a human, and but imagine other hair would be different. You know, maybe you might get horse hair, but we'll just talk about human hair. So what you do is when you put that hair on you, now you're bringing in the energy of that person and their DNA from the hair. That's coming into you, and you may start to have traits of that person whose hair that you have. You know, they talk about that all the time with, organ transplants. That all of a sudden the person starts to behave, especially with the heart, starts to behave like the person that gave them their heart. Actually, they can't talk to them, but they have had a lot of follow-ups from people that lost somebody and they gave their heart away to somebody else, and all of a sudden they know different things about the person and everything else, you know. So, back to you.
Yeah, so I've always had this question, and it's something like this. I've never really asked it because I'm not quite sure how to formulate it, but I'll try and give it a try. So it's like, obviously, I have not had this particular body before because it was just created for this lifetime, but we obviously are not so obvious, but people seem to have memories of past life things. And then there's also the factor that, is it possible that your spirit can move in different races? Like throughout time, maybe I've been Chinese, and maybe I've been Russian or whatever, and now I'm in this race, whatever I'm in now. What is really holding the memory of trauma or whatever I went through? Is it my spirit holding the memory?
No, your spirit, the dark side basically erases the energy of each lifetime through your spirit. It just takes it away. Remember, when you are no longer here, you pass on, the spirit has all of the memory, just like an emotional body, of all of its experience. Plus, it also has, you know, basically, when people get older, they have illnesses. So it'll have the illness stored in that spirit. So the spirit is really contaminated. And if that spirit were to come back into another body, there wouldn't be much life force energy for that body. And that person, the baby, could die of that same illness pretty quickly that the person died with, that the spirit was in last time, okay? So that would be their past life. So the darkness takes all that away. That's your past life review. They show you scenes of your life, and depending on what you believe, because you have to release that belief system, then automatically you're going to have all that energy that you're seeing, and you got to release all of that. And they also do that. So and they get the trauma from you as you're going through the ups and downs and sadnesses of your life. So from there, you finally get cleaned out. So now you're cleaned out because they want to give you all that spirit energy. So when you go into a new body, you got your little Eveready battery charged up fully. When the person passes away, there's not much there typically. And that's why people kind of look dull and lifeless near the end, because their spirit energy is really contaminated. That's why we have the death barcode clearing, to bring you back more spirit energy. So from there, you come back in. So the memory of a past life will be in the body. The spirit doesn't know diddly squat. It's just here. May not want it to come here, but the body itself has the genetic memory of the ancestors, and it's possible, you do have a remembrance of your ancestors that your body recognizes, but typically it's not going to be of your spirit. So you could actually think that you're experiencing something from the past, and you could be, or recycling something like that, because that is true.
So if it's not your spirit, if your body remembering it, then how is it possible for somebody to say, oh, I have this past life memory of being another race?
Yep. That could also, yeah, that's good. That could also be entities.
Oh, okay, right.
I mean, also and give you that same type of scenario.
Okay.
So let's just say that... maybe your body, they died at the age of 20, and now you're dealing with issues in this lifetime at the age of 30 that's similar to what happened to you in your past life at 20, okay? And you go, well, wait a minute, if the body died, how could I be experiencing something having it passed on to me? Or like, what does the Bible say? Something, I'm not a Bible student, but the sins of the fathers pass on to the next generation or something, but that's what it is. So you could have entities also doing it. Plus, your soul family has that recording of everything. So if you have one of your soul family people and this kind of resonates with you, you know, the situation, then they could have already experienced it, and you can think that it's your own because somebody in your soul family had that experience. So you now come upon it, and it's in your genetics from your soul family. And, you know, it gets to be kind of complicated, but that's how things can happen where it doesn't make any sense. So it's possible. Let's just say that this lifetime you're green and last lifetime you were yellow, and now you're having experiences from coming, you know, down upon you from, you know, being yellow. And you go, I'm not yellow, I'm green, you know. I don't see why I know that, okay. Well, it's because somebody in your soul family is downloading everybody in the soul family with the yellow energy, okay? And that's how that happens. So back to you.
That is interesting. Okay, I think I'm going to read something here about the new environmental clearing and just kind of change it up a little bit. So it says, hi, I have a great testimonial about the new environmental clearing. Okay, it says, in northern Wisconsin, I have been running this clearing along with the Gray Skies for 24/7, and we had a normal warm-up this spring compared to last spring at this time. We were coming out of the deep freeze, record-breaking cold weather winter that it was. So try not to think about what happened a year ago and just enjoying the spring weather and wildflowers and leaves greening up to the trees. I credit this clearing and Ron and CLS. We did not have this last year, so apparently winter came on a little softer this year. Spring came on a little softer this year. And I want to add, yes, we need rain, and it is wonderful to have actual rain showers. Heavy storms are going around us. Nature is looking so nice and pristine. Cleaning my picture window helped. Always a big thank you. I'm a listener. So apparently the environmental clearing is making things a little bit nicer, at least in the Midwest. Yeah, that's good. I have recently did it as well, and I wrote something specific, and it was interesting because I set it for 600 minutes, and then I actually left for 2 days, and I thought for sure when I came back that the environmental clearing would be done, and it was still running when I came back 2 days later. So I've had this happen before, and I often wonder, Ron, if it takes longer for it to clear, like say you have it for 600 minutes, which is around 8 hours or so, and it runs for longer, is it because it's still clearing and there's just a lot of energy there that it's just going for it?
Yeah, that's interesting that it would last longer than what you put on. That could be a paranormal question, couldn't it?
Good.
Yeah, I don't have any answer right now.
I guess I just always figure, maybe it needs longer.
Yeah. So it's always good to put it on longer anyway if you're going to be away, you know.
Yeah. We have another one here. It's a testimonial about the life force energy. So it said, I've had a great experience using I now increase my life force energy. I did it this morning while taking a bike ride. I got in a rhythm of saying it while pedaling, and by the end of my ride, had probably said it several hundred times, I can definitely attest to a change in my state of consciousness. My awareness was clear and my energy strong and bright and my voice probably 10 times stronger. I was able to accomplish my morning task very efficiently. I could feel an enormous backing of pure energy assisting me in all I needed to do. And this person says, I highly recommend using this command and thank you. And thanks you, Ron, for sharing it with us.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's real simple. Yeah, if you haven't done it before, do it. You just say, I now increase my life force energy. You can use your hands at first to make sure or to show you that it's working, you know, as an indication by moving your hands each time you say it further apart. First compress it like you have a ball, then you kind of move it out. After you do that about 10 times, you're getting charged up and you can just drop your hands. But keep saying it out loud is wonderful. Even if you go, you know, 100 times is great. But if you do more, you're going to find yourself maybe becoming more awake. That's kind of what I would say. So maybe the first 50 times is just like, yeah, this is doing something. And then all of a sudden it's like, you go, wow, what, you know, it's like having, you know, sunglasses on and you took them off, in a sense, you know, and you feel more conscious and you're able to maybe connect more dots, we'll say, and you keep saying it more and more, and you may actually have energy blockage in your body as you're saying it because you're bringing in more spirit energy each time, and you might actually feel your inside of your body like shaking or quivering a little bit or gurgling or something, and then all of a sudden get another shift in consciousness, and you start kind of waking up more and more. And it's quite something to have that experience. And it's really nice to do it with another person if you can, because you kind of watch their eyes get brighter and brighter. For yourself, you may not notice that too much. But that's sort of what happens, and it's a great thing. But do you want to read that testimonial that we have here about the hair with bread?
Did somebody write in about it?
It'll be on the host chat talk.
Oh, here we are.
Quite interesting.
It just says, was Russian immigrants involved in the Civil War? No?
No, it'll be on our host one.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, interesting. Hair, bread.
Everybody sit down. And you may not like what you're hearing. But it's just information. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, it says L-cysteine, an amino acid. Amino acids are building blocks of life, but they're not all created in the same way. L-cysteine, for example, is an amino acid used to extend shelf life in things like commercial factory-made bread. And it's most often synthesized from human hair, as well as duck feathers, cow horns, and pig bristles. The hair, mostly gathered from the floors of hair salons in China, it seems, is dissolved in acid, and through chemical isolation, the L-cysteine is isolated, packed up, and shipped off to commercial bread producers. Oh my.
Yeah.
I had not ever thought of that before as a possibility.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. That's all I can say. Oh, that's really interesting. Thank you to Cindy who wrote that in. So I guess they have a purpose for it. It does sound kind of strange, but...
And just think of the DNA that's being put forth when you're eating bread, you know, but... After whatever you eat, you're having DNA anyway from whatever you're eating, but, you know.
Right. You assume it's just a plant DNA. I would never have thought there was human DNA in my bread.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot of things like that. I used to work at a store and we sold vitamins, and I know that several customers came in and they said, gosh, there's some hormone that people were taking. I can't remember the name now, but possibly a caller might know what I'm talking about. It helps you sleep if you take a little bit of it. And it's also what goes on in the brain when you turn the lights out. It's a chemical that's released and then it puts you to sleep. And people take it, and they think it helps with their sleep, and it really shouldn't be taken by somebody under 40 years old. But I always thought, oh, well, you know, I'll try it. I've tried it a couple times, and it did kind of work. It helps to reset you after you've been in the airplane and if you have jet lag. But I had a friend once say, you know, they get that by scraping the skin of cadavers. And I, to this day, do not know if that's true because I can never find anything about it. But if anyone has any information, I would definitely be willing to read it on the air.
Oh, dear.
I think after that, I was like, well, maybe I don't need that at all. And actually, people really don't need it. People just turn the lights out, and the chemical in their brain should kick in, and it should put them to sleep anyway. But okay. So changing gears again, I have a testimonial. It says, lost wallet retrieval. I discovered my wallet was missing and could not find it anywhere. I started doing commands out loud to be on the CLS Now timeline of True Light with my missing wallet. I then immediately put up two clearings to assist me. The first one was Be Here in the Now clearing, in which I entered my name plus my missing wallet. And the second one was Timeline Crash for Having Lost My Wallet. While these were running, I also did the Mind to Heart Drop to curve myself out of being emotional and upset. And about 20 minutes later, out of the blue, I had the hunch to look into my husband's top dresser drawer. Voila, my wallet. I do not ever keep my wallet there and have no recollection of putting it there, and yet, there it was. Amazing how these clearings work. Thank you. From a listener.
That's great. That's great. So what could have happened here? You know,
that's funny.
You know, possibly by getting off of that timeline of having the lost wallet, it could be possible that by doing that clearing of timeline crashes, you could have revisited the situation of maybe having the wallet, just say, in the bedroom. And you knew it was there, but you couldn't physically bring it back, you know, on yourself. So you thought, you know, I'm going to put it in my husband's drawer here, you know. So you did that on a timeline, okay, and closed the drawer with the wallet in it. And then you're still doing timeline crashes because you visited that timeline, okay, and came back here. And all of a sudden, after so many timeline crashes, that awareness kicked in, and you go, maybe I'm going to look over there, and yeah, voila, it reappeared. That's one possibility. I'm sure there's other ones, but remember, the timeline crashes, what happens is when you're on a timeline for an event, also other people are on that same timeline. So with the lost wallet, you're on many timelines, probably with lost wallets, but you're only looking for your own. And you're trying to get rid of that scenario where it's being copy and pasted and copy and pasted. And so, ideally, if there's no problem and you get if there's a problem and you get rid of all the timelines that have been created with that problem, then all of a sudden, the real you and the situation is gone. And so all of a sudden, things can appear or become made right. You know, if there's a situation going on. And other people that were on that timeline maybe working against you, okay? We'll just use that for a term, okay? So you have all these people working against you on a timeline. So you get rid of the timeline, and now those people are no longer in existence because the timeline is of darkness. You're fabricated, you're being fabricated into another timeline that they copy and paste here. To get rid of all those people being angry with you or upset with you or whatever, or in confrontation, and all of a sudden when you see them again here, they may even forget about what they're upset with you about because, lo and behold, they're no longer on that timeline. That's one way to look at it. The other way is that there could be 10 million people on that timeline of being upset, okay, with somebody. So you clear that, and so that's the main timeline or the agenda for being upset, and to get rid of all those timelines that you're on. And other people are on them too. And a timeline crash could take maybe 5 minutes to an hour to do. It depends where you're living and existing on that movie set, okay? So there could be 10,000 or 10 million movie sets there, and you're just cleaning yourself off those timelines, okay? And everybody else on it, since that timeline is no longer in existence, they're off of it too, and they're feeling wonderful. So it brings everything back into the now, and that's how people, when I talk to them, they go, you know, the strangest thing happened. I did all these timeline crashes, and my problem went away. That's because it doesn't exist anymore, because it's only existing on a timeline, but you're experiencing it here because you know about it. So back to you.
right? And I think it's great that you can help a lot of people. I know there's timelines, and then we also get the FaceTime crashes. So there's a listener tonight who is going to be listening and wants a specific question answered, and it says, Ron, is it okay to consecutively FaceTime crash an issue on multiple windows, like with the timeline crashes? That's the first question. I'll let
yes,
you answer that one.
Do that, yes.
Okay, so you can open multiple FaceTime crash windows, okay?
Yeah, but remember, you're coming back here. So normally on a timeline crash, we'll say 90% of the time, maybe even higher than that, but we'll just say 90. You come back here automatically. The space-time crash is that other 10% or less that somehow you are already off of that timeline, but you never came back here. You're lost in space. The space-time crash brings you back here. And so that can make you feel a little funny because all of a sudden you do a crash landing here out of nowhere. And that's why we have it so that you should not be driving a car or anything else or doing that for other people because you will feel your body coming back. We'll do it right now for people. So let's take a situation. And let's just say that I'll pick a time. We'll just say your eighth birthday. And something happened on your eighth birthday, and it frightened you or upset you. And you never came back, okay? Maybe you were gone for 5 seconds. And the part of you that was supposed to be here for 5 seconds is lost in space. So you guys ready? Here we go. Bringing you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this also works well for, you know, traumatic events or hurting yourself. Remember, when you hurt yourself and you're in pain, you're not here. You're out of your body. So you're probably out on other timelines. But you want to retrieve the parts of you that are lost.
Okay.
So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. There's a second part to this question. It says, can we run other healings on a separate computer when space-time crashing? If not, why not? What are the risks, if any?
Probably no risk, just that you want to be careful to know that you may feel energy is coming to you on the space-time crashes. But most people, I think, are just doing space-time crashes once a week. There's only like maybe 10% of the time that you need to actually do them because you're already brought back here.
I know I run the timeline crashes for like a week straight or whatever I feel I need, and then I calculate about 10%, run a bunch of space-time crashes. Like if I had 4 timeline crash windows open, I'll run 4 space-time crash windows, and then when I'm done with that, then I just go back to the timeline.
Yeah. Very good.
And then I just move on. Yeah. So I have another one here. It's a clearing topic. It says spirit. The person has a friend, I believe it's a pet, and they were informed that the pet may pass away soon. She has a particular illness. And the pet's owner was giving the animal a bath and told the pet to stick around because we're going to go to the Saturday night light ship trip. So this must have been the Saturday night. As soon as the words were out of my mouth, I saw a blue star and a flash of light in between us, her and the pet, not sure what that was about. My question is this. If animals that pass away that have been going to the ship with us, if they pass away before ascension, does their spirit automatically go to the light ship?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, yay.
Uh-huh. Now, there's a... one of our listeners back east, her little dog died. And so it's up there like showing people where different rooms are and things. So a very sweet little dog. And he's been going up, or has been for quite a while. I think he passed on maybe, I'll just say a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. So if you happen to see a dog, and there are people who actually see things on the lightships. If you see a little dog up there helping people, that's Baluku. That's what his name is, Baluku, I think, something like that. I'm pretty close with the name. So anyway, that's our little doggy. So he was passed on, and instantly I saw him up there talking to people, directing them around, and they'd ask him where to go, and it was very, very sweet. There's a little small little doggy.
So Bluku's owner or keeper friend has been going to the Creation Lightship for years with you, maybe on phone calls, and then when the animal passed, it just went right up there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Aw, that's so nice.
It's very sweet, yeah. I had one dog a long time ago. I should get off here pretty quick because it was like a time.
Okay.
But this dog, when it would go to the lightship, when I first started doing the calls, and I think these are maybe just the Saturday calls that I was doing, and so the dog the person would put the audio on, and the dog would hop on the bed, and it would get on its back and have its legs straight up in the air, during the whole 4-hour call that we had. It's quite interesting. The dog loved it. Anyway, it's about that time, so I'll say blessings to all of you. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. And in your spirit, to take the thoughts inside of your head, that monkey mind chatter and the beating me up and should I do this or not, all these things that put you into mind energy that distract you from your peace, because you want to be peaceful, so this will make you peaceful. 15 seconds, you're there. So here we go, dropping down, taking those thoughts. So I count it from 10 to 1, and do it 3 times. You're going to be in your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So you shouldn't be able to think too much right now because you'll be peaceful. So blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies in the background, thank you, BBS, and we'll see you later. Blessings.